The great advantage of your second birth is that you can plan ahead. Your first birth was thrown at you, complete with an awkward, unformed body that had to be trained from scratch to perform the simplest tasks, and a bewildering world of chaotic sights and sounds your brain had to mold into something that made sense. Fired by the possibility of planning a whole new lifetime, I decided to take the opportunity seriously. I set aside all the stereotypes of old age and approached my second birth, which is only 4 years away, with a wish list. What would I want should I live to be 100? Immediately, the following desires came to mind. I want to survive even longer if possible. I want to remain healthy. I want a clear, alert mind. I want to be active. I want to have achieved wisdom. As soon as I wrote these desires down, a surprising thing happened. They all seemed within my reach. I know what to do to be healthy, and remaining active is fully within my control. With this simple list, I had turned survival from a threat into a desirable goal, because on my list were things I truly wanted. In this section, I want to examine these new concepts in the hopes of finding the most essential ones, the keys to longevity that hold true for most, if not all, people. Most of us have not met many people who are over 100 years old. Today, one person in 10,000 passes the century mark, and the ratio is rising faster than any other growth statistic in the population. The general physical attributes of centenarians are as follows. Not seriously overweight or underweight. Little weight fluctuation over their lifetime. Good general muscle tone. Good grip. Young appearance to the skin. Still drives a car and engages in physical activity. Psychological characteristics are these. Superior native intelligence, keen interest in current events, good memory, freedom from anxiety, few illnesses, not prone to worry, independence of choice in their vocations, they tend to be their own bosses, have more freedom than the organization man, the majority do not retire early. They have the capacity to enjoy life, most have a degree of optimism and a marked sense of humor, responding to the simple pleasures available to them. Great adaptability, most prefer living in the present with its many changes. There is no preoccupation with death. They live with satisfaction from day to day. They have a sense of religion in the broad sense, but no extreme orthodoxy. Moderate eating, diets generally high in protein, low in fats. They are early risers with an average sleep period of 6 to 7 hours. They are mostly non-smokers. There is low usage of medication, and most are coffee drinkers. I'd like to touch on a few of the physical characteristics on the list. Maintaining a steady weight throughout life seems to be more important than whether one is over or underweight. This sounds rather insignificant, but it may turn out to have deep implications. Weight is inevitably bound up with self-image. At a young age, many people, both men and women, learn to use dieting as a quick fix for a poor self-image. Yet the fact that either gaining or losing weight shortens one's lifespan makes me speculate that poor self-esteem is the real culprit. The subjects who maintained a steady weight are likely to be psychologically steady as well. This is their saving virtue, not their weight per se. Regarding strong grip and good muscle tone, we need to look deeper into how much activity is actually needed to make a significant contribution to longevity. In clinical tests, it is no surprise that the least active people have the highest death rates. Mortality for sedentary men was more than 3 times higher than for the fittest men, while inactive women had a mortality rate more than 5 times higher than the fittest women. What is surprising is that the greatest advantage comes with much lower rates of activity. Someone who walks 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week, enjoys a mortality rate almost as low as someone who ran 30 or 40 miles per week. As long as you can perform regular, minimal activity, the equivalent of walking half an hour a day, you are gaining most of the longevity benefits conferred to exercise. You can be active by making the bed, climbing stairs, walking to lunch instead of taking a taxi, carrying a bag of groceries home on foot, and so on. The goal of half an hour's activity a day is surprisingly easy to reach. It's just a matter of being on the lookout.